Religion on the Line. 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality, faith, hope, love, or the hot buttons of today. Talk about it now. 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio and also KMAJ Radio. 710 AM, 103.7 FM, and also 1440 AM over in Topeka. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your Sunday morning as we celebrate the rain coming down that we have needed here in the heart of the country. We hope that those who have been beset by rain and besieged by it are having a little relief from that, however, in other parts of the world. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl with the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And Bill, do you have topics you want to suggest for this morning?
Yeah. Well, the first topic's more of just kind of a reflection, a personal reflection I had on Friday. The Catholic Church, we celebrated Our Lady of Sorrows, where we set aside a feast day to contemplate all the ways in which Mary, the mother of Jesus, whom we venerate as the mother of God, suffered in her life as a result of the special ministry and role. And I just thought to myself, This is an interesting religion that I'm a part of, in which we actually lift up and celebrate suffering for the sake of God, and take a time to just set apart a realization that the life of discipleship in this world, in this valley of tears, it's going to involve the cross. It's going to involve suffering. And seeing that as a good thing, in as much as suffering for the sake of God is sanctifying. And I just thought, wow, that can make it kind of hard to evangelize. we've been talking a lot about, Francis has been talking a lot about the joy of the gospel, but part of Christian discipleship is it does mean you're going to have to suffer. There is no following Christ without taking up your cross. And I don't know if any readers have any Catholics out there or any Christians. If you've ever had that personal reflection, love to hear what you made of that and what came out of your prayer. And then maybe on a more secular note, did you hear about this drug company that has found a rather novel way to sort of keep their patent? I'm no lawyer, but basically they're going to lease their patent to a Indian tribe. I'll just read the headline. This is from a New York Times article. The drug maker Allergan announced Friday that it had transferred its patents on a best-selling eye drug to the St. Regis Mohawk tribe in upstate New York, an unusual gambit to protect the drug from a patent dispute. So basically, as I understand this story, this drug company, they spent millions of dollars developing this great drug that helps a lot of people, and they're recuperating. Basically the government says, hey, you get about 12 years where you sort of get a monopoly. If you make a great drug, you get 12 years where you kind of have a monopoly, and you can make a lot of money to recuperate all that money you spent developing the drug, because we want to keep drug manufacturers making new and great drugs. But after that, in the interest of the common good, you've got to release that information so that cheaper versions, generics, can be sold, so that people have access to this drug. So that's one of the ways you serve the common good. So that's I think how the system's supposed to work. And what this drug company basically is doing, as I understand it, is saying, well, sure, it would help a lot of people if our drug got cheaper, if there was a generic version, but that hurt our bottom line. So we're going to work out this loophole with the Native American tribe, because they have sovereignty. We're going to basically give our patent to them, and then they're going to give us all the money we're going to make. So it's great for them because they get money they wouldn't have gotten before, and it's great for us because we can still continue to keep the benefits of having this monopoly. And you know, I thought of a quote that Pope Francis said, because, you know, he comes under a lot of criticism, especially from conservative circles, as if he's anti-capitalist, or some people even suggest he's a socialist, which I think is slanderous and a misunderstanding. But I think what Francis, his papacy, is trying to do is he's trying to call us out of this sort of blind trust of capitalism, that he's not. And this is something I see happening all the time, where people don't make the distinction between capitalist and its extremes and free markets. So sometimes when people hear capitalism, they think free markets. They're the same thing. They're not necessarily the same thing. But I want to share a quote, and then I'd be interested to hear what our listeners think. Let me zip over here to this. Okay. He said back in 2013 in a papal exhortation, "Some people continue to defend trickle-down theories which assume that economic growth, encouraged by a free market, will inevitably succeed in bringing about greater justice and inclusiveness in the world. This opinion, which has never been confirmed by the facts, expresses a crude and naive trust in the goodness of those wielding economic power and in the sacralized workings of the prevailing economic system." And I would lift this up as this company, Allergen, and what they're trying to do, trying to keep people from having access to a cheaper version of their drug as a exhibit A. This is the kind of thing that Pope Francis is talking about. Free markets are great at assigning prices, and because of free markets, we enjoy goods and services that otherwise probably would not be possible with any other economic system. But to just trust that blindly, to just say, "Oh, this is good in itself, and the invisible hand will take care of all of social ills," that's just simply not true. That we rely on the goodness of the economic actors, and that's why I think, you know, Michael talked about the decline of spirit, you know, the decline of people who are affiliated with a religion. You know, the rise of people, "I'm spiritual but not religious." Well, one of the problems with being spiritual and not religious is there's no religion to sort of call you to task and say, "Hey, CEO of Allergen, you're out of line. That you're helping your shareholders, but you're going to hurt the common good, and you're actually going to cause a lot of people to hate this free market system and lose faith in it, because you're no longer doing what a drug company is supposed to do, which is help people with their health. You've corrupted what your drug company's doing by just making it about pursuing the idol of money." So anyway, I'd be curious what our listeners think, but I thought of that when I read this news story, and I wanted to make people aware of it. What's the saying? You know, the problem with communism is communism, but the problem with capitalism is capitalists. So anyway, what do you guys think?
So, Bill, I just want to pick up an earlier one, because I don't disagree with anything you just said on the economic front. Namely, the suffering piece.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it's a vital challenge and awkwardness and problematic, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm reminded of two rabbis, ancient sages, one of whom says, "I do not ask why I suffer. I only ask that I suffer for your sake." That's A, which is, you know, that's noble and I would, you know, saintly and impressive, right?
Yeah.
But another sage says, "I do not want the suffering and I do not want the reward." And that, I think, is honesty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that suffering as a virtue is problematic and can lead to some very distorted understandings of who God is and how God relates to human beings. And here's where I would go into the realm of fiction and say, rather than read philosophers and get it all down into a nice equation, read Flannery O'Connor. Read a book called Wise Blood, and see a guy wrapping barbed wire around his middle so as to expiate his own brokenness and sinfulness, as if that is a righteous path, causing his own suffering. And see how you wrestle with that. What is our common, heartfelt, soul-filled response to that kind of imagery and that kind of story? So
Is it a novel or a short story?
It's a novella. Actually, it's kind of a long, long short story called Wise Blood, Flannery O'Connor, and I would recommend it. So we've got to take a little bit of a break, but I want to quote Thomas Merton. We were doing this in the, studio, Michael, and I think that you've heard this prayer. My Lord God, I have no idea where I'm going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself, and the fact that I think that I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore will I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are with me. Ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. That is one of Thomas Merton's more famous prayers, and I would commend it to anybody to ponder. It doesn't the prayer doesn't solve everything either, by the way, because to always desire this, that's an impossibility, actually. In my view, in my experience, but nonetheless, something to ponder. We marvelous human beings are wonderfully and fearfully made, and we're going to get back to all that wonder and fear and a bunch of other stuff right after these messages.
Cracks in your foundation? Water in your basement? Get your foundation fixed now before it becomes a foundation emergency. Foundation1.net.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Join KCMO Talk Radio 103.7 FM and AM 710 for the Pause on the Prairie 5K Run Walk, Saturday, September 30th. Sign up online at pauseontheprairie5k.org and join us for a kids zone, petting zoo, and more. Donations help Warrior's Best Friend select homeless dogs from a Great Plains SPCA and transform them into service dogs to help soldiers recover physically and emotionally. Brought to you by Grantham University and Liberty Roofing. Proud to salute America's wounded warriors.
If you are a baby boomer, we've designed a retirement show specifically for you. It's the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter. Mark Falter is known as one of the top retirement minds in the country, and we've got him every Sunday afternoon at 2.
Better Horses Network is the premier broadcast channel for horses, ranching, and all things Western. Better Horses Network consists of people, brands, and professionals who strive to be at the top of their game in the world of horses and ranching. Broadcasting across America and the globe, when you want to target your message to those who love the world of ranching, the great outdoors, and all things equine, Better Horses Network exists for you. Welcome to Better Horses Network.
Dad, do you have time to play catch?
Imagine 3 hours of free time. Time to spend however you want with whoever you want.
Mom, would you teach me to braid my hair?
What if you could have hours of precious time added back to your schedule? The amazing new Tackle app was built to do just that. Tackle, that's T-A-K-L, is the app that connects you to background checked providers who can take care of all the chores on your to-do list. From housekeeping to lawn care to junk removal to hundreds of other small jobs and chores. Download the free Tackle app right now. Find a background checked handyman, someone to clean your home, mow your lawn, clean your garage, or haul away junk.
I love spending time with you, Dad.
You're the best mom ever.
Go to your favorite app store and download the Tackle app for free. That's T-A-K-L. Let's tackle today. Want to make money helping others with their small jobs and chores? Go to Tackle.com and complete the 6 easy steps to become a Tackle provider today. That's Tackle.com. Sign up today.
KCMO Talk Radio cares for KC.
Hi, I'm Dan Doty from City Union Mission, inviting you to help us strike out KC hunger. Last year, our amazing volunteers at City Union Mission passed out over 256,000 meals to the homeless in need right here in Kansas City. Your gift of any amount helps us continue our mission in tackling KC hunger. Volunteers are always needed at the mission, and you can always make a cash donation of any amount at cityunionmission.org.
For more on what's happening in our community and how you can get involved, visit caringforkc.com. Find us on Twitter at KCMO Talk Radio.
Using Twitter, they're very quick. They're in communication.
KCMO Talk Radio. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. Enough is enough is enough with this guy.
Kansas City's KCMO.
Good morning. You've got religion on the line. Here at KCMO Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM, and also KMAJ, 1440 AM. Welcome. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your Sunday morning. As we jazz it up here a little bit about religion, spirituality, faith, belief, ethics, and all the rest, give us a call, 576-7710, 576-7710. You can put an 816 or a 913 in front of that if you need to call long distance. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl with the Social Justice Office for the Archdiocese of Kansas City and Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
We're going to get to a caller, but may I put some logs on the fire
here? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or turn up the... What? It's not logs on the fire in the middle of the last week of summer, but whatever. Chris Coons, have you heard about this? He's a senator from Delaware who says that the Democratic senator who says that the weekly Senate prayer breakfast is one of the most important engagements of his week. This is Christians, Jews, Mormons, Buddhists who meet once a week. And he is a progressive Democrat, has been able to work on legislation with Orrin Hatch, Johnny Isaacson of Georgia. Interesting. He says progressive values cannot be merely secular. And did you hear about Daryl Davis, a guy who has a bunch of Klan robes in his home? And here's why. Because he has met with them and has broken bread with them and has challenged them. Once they get to know him, they realize their hatred is misplaced.
Is he African-American?
And he is. Indeed he is, Michael. Yeah. And 200 members of the Klan have given up their Klan robes and their ideology after meeting with him. Mm. And he describes the discarded robes as reminders of what can happen when you sit down to dinner with people who hate you. That's not for everybody, by the way. That can be very, very dangerous. But this person has done that, and I would like to meet that guy.
Yeah.
Another
What's his name again, Bob?
Daryl Davis. Daryl Davis, African-American blues musician, intentionally befriending members of the Klan. Here's the thing. You know, it's not easy being in the funeral business these days. Why? Because cremation is now the majority choice over a traditional burial. And this is 50.2% to 43.5%.
What's the rest?
And the thing is, what else? Well, I think it is none of the above, or I don't want to answer your survey.
Yeah. Some people clearly donate their bodies to science, which
they could be,
does
yeah.
end up with cremation. Wow.
And non-religious Americans and people from Washington, Nevada, Oregon, Hawaii, and Maine are more likely to choose cremation. And there are 10% fewer funeral homes compared to 10 years ago. Whoa. All right. What do you think about that? Are you going to choose cremation yourself? Give us a call, 576-7710. We're going to go to DW.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'm a Marine, a Vietnam vet, 65 and 6. And I would like to applaud those who got up and walked out when they started interviewing the Viet Cong.
Okay, why is that?
So you're, let's just, for people who just now turned there, and this is the Ken Burns presentation at the Uptown Theater recently in anticipation, in advance of the debut of the Vietnam War episodes that will begin tonight on PBS. Okay.
Correct. Now, I was there in country. I talked to people, Vietnamese people, the Free South Vietnamese people. They told me some of their stories. And the Marines that came in from the field, those Viet Cong were sadistic, vicious, inhumane murderers. I can't, of course, tell you over the air what they were doing to the Vietnamese people. But yes, I would have myself gotten up and walked out when they interviewed them as if they're...
Regardless of what they say, D.W.?
Regardless of what they say?
So,
I know what they did to Vietnam after.
And what if they admitted that as one person, and one of the clips that we saw admitted the dastardly things that they did, and through tears was reconciling himself to that fact?
Well, the majority of them haven't. I have a friend whose wife went over to visit her. She's half French and half Vietnamese. Her father was in Da Nang.
Mm-hmm.
She went over to visit him, just to visit him and say hello to him, et cetera. Nothing more. She disappeared off the streets of Vietnam.
Mm.
The Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese that took over in South Vietnam after the American troops were pulled out and after the South Vietnamese government was defunded by our American Congress, they did nothing but murder. It took 2 million Vietnamese people out into the rice paddies and shot them for no other reason.
Whoa. I mean, you know, war is awful. Everybody agrees. Are you conflating Cambodia and Vietnam now?
No, I'm not. Cambodia?
I've never seen evidence for what you just said. I've seen evidence for atrocities, war atrocities, on both sides in the Vietnam War, including massacres by American troops to our shame. But I've never heard what you just suggested.
And I think...
Did you say the same thing about Japan today?
Would you say
the same thing about Japan and Japanese today?
The Japanese government, the Japanese people, are totally different from the Japanese that worshipped Hirohito as a god.
But would you? I mean, like, if we had a World War II ceremony and Japanese soldiers who fought in the Japanese War showed up, would you encourage people to walk out from them as well?
Depends on the person.
Okay.
You know, it might be, D.W., that it depends upon the person in this case as well, because this is some 43 years after the cessation of the Vietnam War. We've got two generations of people behind us. We've got elementary and middle school students who believe, and this was just told to me recently, that they thought that the Vietnam War happened right after World War I, and don't know their history and don't know its importance. We thank you for your call, D.W.
Yeah, and thank you for your service.
And if you want to hold on, you can. We're going to be right back after these messages.
APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is where you'll find the Dixie difference. The rainy season is here, and it's time for you to think about your sump pump. When was the last time you had it inspected? The Dixie difference means that we can give you the peace of mind you want when the rain comes. Give us a call at APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling at 913-825-6600 or on the web at apwplumbing.com. And listen to APW Help for Homes radio show every Sunday at noon.
KCMO Talk Radio cares for KC.
Hi, I'm Dan Doty from City Union Mission, inviting you to help us strike out KC hunger. Last year, our amazing volunteers at City Union Mission passed out over 256,000 meals to the homeless in need right here in Kansas City. Your gift of any amount helps us continue our mission in tackling KC hunger. Volunteers are always needed at the mission, and you can always make a cash donation of any amount at cityunionmission.org.
For more on what's happening in our community and how you can get involved, visit CaringForKC.com.
CBS News updates. Two suspects now in custody. London police are making headway investigating the Friday terrorist attack on a London subway train.
The police are staying fairly tight-lipped. What we do know is that the second arrest was made in Hounslow late last night. He's a 21-year-old man. We're waiting to confirm further details about where exactly in Hounslow the second arrest took place. And also what this means for the investigation. The government, for their part, they say that the second arrest suggests that the actions were not of a lone wolf.
BBC correspondent Anissa Kadri at Scotland Yard.
They say that the second arrest suggests that the actions were not of a lone wolf. The terror attack was not carried out by a lone wolf, but they also caveated that with that we can't reach any final conclusions at this stage.
ISIS claiming responsibility for the fifth major attack in Britain in 6 months. CBS News update, I'm Gary.
KCTV Storm Track 5 forecast.
Rain chances continuing into your Sunday, especially during the morning, possibly through the afternoon as well, as we could see a passing shower. Temperature-wise, a lot cooler, only reaching the upper 70s for highs, staying cloudy into the evening. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Rena Williams.
The Crossroads KC Beer Fest is coming Saturday, October 21st, featuring 24 breweries and over 70 craft flavors. Live local music starts at 5 p.m., and tickets are on sale now for only $28, including unlimited free beer tastings. Must be 21 to purchase tickets. Details at crossroadskc.com.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you online at bollandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bollandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use the promo code OFFER1. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bollandbranch.com, promo code OFFER1. bollandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code OFFER1.
A good debate begins with the right facts.
This is the Free Market Minute with Dr. Howard Wall.
The debt owed by the federal government is about $20 trillion, and we can all agree that a serious problem like this deserves a serious and informed discussion. Well, welcome to 2017, folks, because according to a recent survey, we've got a long way to go before we can have such a discussion. For example, Social Security and healthcare account for more than half of federal spending, but fewer than 1 in 5 people think that these items are major contributors to the debt. In contrast, nearly half think that foreign aid contributes a great deal to the debt, even though aid accounts for less than a penny of every dollar of federal spending. So America, by all means, let's debate the debt. But first, let's all Google federal spending pie chart.
To learn more, visit Hammond.Institute. The Free Market Minute is a service of the Hammond Institute for Free Enterprise at Lindenwood University.
Listen to this.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk is on FM 103.7 and AM 710.
We listen all day.
I like being informed.
Now, what we say really makes a difference.
Kansas City's KCMO.
The Capitalist Pigs, Saturday mornings at 8.
FM 103.7 and AM 710.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
America is ours. We the people. We're the government. Shame on you.
It'll be really interesting to see what happens.
Kansas City's KCMO.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line. And remember, Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus at Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl, Social Justice Consultant for the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And we're going to finish up our conversation real quick with D.W. You still there, D.W.?
Yes, I am, yes.
I would be with Michael. I'd like to see your source for the statement that 2 million people were taken out by the Viet Cong into fields and murdered and slaughtered. I know that to be true of Pol Pot in Cambodia. Absolutely, irrefutable. And the Killing Fields movie is about that. The Killing Fields book is about that. And those Killing Fields were real. And we have verified validation of that statement. We're not saying that the Viet Cong were nice people, but we're also not saying that we acted without impunity ourselves.
Sir, again, I'll go back to my experience there and talking to the people that were there. My fellow Marines went out into enemy villages, Viet Cong villages, and destroyed them. That was reported locally in our national papers as atrocities. That was the destruction of an enemy town.
Okay.
The Viet Cong came into peaceful villages who did not side with them.
Peaceful villages by our definition.
These atrocities were worse than the SS ever thought of committing during the Second World War.
Let's be honest here. My Lai was as bad as any atrocity in human history.
My Lai was one little boy being killed because to keep him.
You're convinced that all evil was on one side. I understand your conviction. I don't share it.
Well, you didn't know it.
You're there. And without denigrating, you know, your firsthand experiences, we don't think that they're all of the experiences, sir. And we honor you for your service. We just happen to differ from your interpretation, because I know Vietnam vets who came back and have been haunted by the evil that the United States committed. Now, there's enough evil to go around on all sides. And part of the healing process, we think, will be some honest assessments. And I just say, watch this show in its entirety. If you can, if it's too painful, then don't do that. But if you can, and listen to the soldiers in it, not to, let's say, the narrators, but to the soldiers that are in this. And these are American soldiers that come out being the real stars, I think, of this presentation. And they are loyal, and they are patriotic, and also they have a different perspective from time to time than you're portraying this morning.
Well, I'll put it this way. The Vietnam veterans that I've met and known were not ashamed of what they did over there.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'm sure, you know, my father served in that war, and I'm sure many soldiers served with honor. But conversely, I'm sure you could meet, if you went to Vietnam today, I'm sure you could meet Vietnam vets who fought for Vietnam, that for the Northern Army, who feel the same way. I do think it's soldiers did bad things on both sides, and I personally am inclined to believe that the Viet Cong were worse. I have no reason to doubt your personal experience, but that's not to say that we didn't do anything bad either. And it's important to look at that and to see in retrospect, to look at this terrible. I mean, one of the reasons war is so awful is it brings men to this. it brings men to that kind of evil. There's an escalation of evil that happens, and if anything, I think your service will be which is something to be honored. But I think it'll have value for society if we are able as a society to look at this war and go, you know, we need to really work to keep things like this from happening in the future. I mean, the best way to honor a soldier is to pursue policies that prevent and avoid war. And I think would you agree with that? I mean, that ideally we want to avoid. And by looking at war honestly, we can see why it is that we want to avoid it.
Okay, well, let's go back to what you were talking about earlier, a different subject, but ours is well related. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers."
Yes.
The term he used for peacemakers was the term that was applied to the Roman soldiers who did make peace, either by the sword or by assimilation amongst the people.
Where are you getting that equivalency?
Wow, okay.
Is that from the Greek?
Blessed are the peacemakers.
I know, but do you understand the Greek origin of the phrasing there? It has nothing to do with anything militaristic.
It was the Aramaic.
Okay.
Master. Well, that the New Master Testament is Aramaic. The so, New Testament, I would
I
do
think
a little
you're wrong.
Yeah,
I think you're wrong. The New Testament is written in Koine Greek. Some pieces of it are...
There are some Aramaic words, ideas, and
phrasings, but I don't think that's one of them.
Matthew was written in Aramaic. It's the only book in the New Testament that was not written in Greek.
Well, then I've gotten a bad education, I suppose, because I never studied Aramaic. I studied Koine Greek, and I studied Matthew.
Yeah. Is there any...
By the way,
I've never heard anybody say... I'm sorry, yeah. Bill, but anybody say Matthew was written in Aramaic. We don't have that copy.
Yeah, it may
what
have been.
What we do think is that Matthew was fluent in Aramaic and in Hebrew, but we do not have a copy of an Aramaic book of Matthew that Matthew wrote.
The scraps of Matthew found in the Qumran scrolls were in Aramaic.
There were no scraps of Matthew found in the Qumran
scrolls. They're not there, sir.
Well, then the...
You've gotten bad information. Wherever you got it...
The authorities I've read, which were secular...
They're getting distorted and inaccurate and false information. Qumran community is before Jesus.
You should check your sources.
No, we have checked our sources, sir, and we've been to graduate school for a long time, and we've done this for 10 years.
We find ourselves on different pages often, I guess.
Sir, I should remind you, I am an ordained minister, and I do hold a doctor of divinity.
From what institution?
Well, yours comes from which?
From what institution is yours?
But we're happy to share our credentials. Not that we need to get into this kind of match.
Yeah. Well, yes, it does matter. But
well, I said we're happy to do so. So you were asked first. What institution?
I've got it on the wall here.
Okay. All right. You're refusing to respond. We'll talk to you another time.
I do have my own church.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
All right. Talk to you later. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Join KCMO Talk Radio for the Pause on the Prairie 5K Run Walk Saturday, September 30th. Sign up today at pauseontheprairie5k.org to join us on this picturesque course of Midwest scenery with a kid zone, petting zoo, and more.
Your donation can help Warrior's Best Friends select homeless dogs from Great Plains SPCA to train and transform them into service dogs to help soldiers returning home from battle recover physically and emotionally. Brought to you by Wholesale Batteries and Liberty Roofing. Proud to salute America's wounded warriors.
Know someone who makes Kansas City a better place to live, work, and play? Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City and the Chiefs want to help you honor them for making a difference in our community and inspiring others to do the same. Through the Blue KC Chiefs Kingdom Champion Program, fans can nominate local heroes to be honored on the field before a Chiefs home game. Each Blue KC Chiefs Kingdom Champion will throw out the ceremonial first pass, receive two tickets to the game, and tour the Chiefs broadcast booth. Nominating's easy. Just go to Chiefs.com/BlueKC.
Over the last few months, politics and a bipolar economic picture have been driving markets. Both of these stories, though, have taken the investor's eye off the ball. My name is Chris Butler with Butler Lands and Wagler and host of the radio show Capitalist Pigs. Investors should be looking at the extreme valuations we're seeing in both stocks and bonds. That means stocks and bonds both are relatively expensive. Why should this be a concern? Because markets rarely do well from periods of high valuations over the ensuing 10 years. But this is a great time to evaluate the risk you're taking with your investments. Do you have too much in stocks or too much in bonds? Now, what's your plan if either of these two markets fall or go nowhere for a lengthy period of time? Maybe we can help. Download our free report at investontrack.com and see how we use extreme diversification and other risk reduction tools to help navigate these markets in our all-weather growth portfolio. Again, go to investontrack.com and download our free report.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
The recent student protests at Middlebury College is a watershed moment for liberty.
This is the Free Market Minute with Dr. Rachel Duchant.
Controversial social scientist Charles Murray was shouted down, his car shaken and stomped on, and his faculty host physically attacked. Why? Because some students and faculty didn't want to hear and didn't want anyone else to hear his ideas. Mind you, they didn't stand backwards in silent protest or invite a contrary speaker to critique his methods or nail him with tough questions at the end of his talk. They screamed obscenities, blocked traffic, burned free speech signs, and harmed person and property. I wonder if they realize that if these tactics are allowed, the same could be done to them. This isn't protest. It's a mob mentality deciding who gets to be free. That's not justice.
To learn more, visit Hammond.Institute. The Free Market Minute is a service of the Hammond Institute for Free Enterprise at Lindenwood University.
KCMO Talk Radio cares for KC.
Hi, I'm Dan Doty from City Union Mission, inviting you to help us strike out KC hunger. Last year, our amazing volunteers at City Union Mission passed out over 256,000 meals to the homeless in need right here in Kansas City. Your gift of any amount helps us continue our mission in tackling KC hunger. Volunteers are always needed at the mission, and you can always make a cash donation of any amount at cityunionmission.org.
For more on what's happening in our community and how you can get involved, visit caringforkc.com.
Stimulating talk on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device with the KCMO Talk Radio app. A free download in the iTunes or Google Play stores.
Good morning. You've got religion on the line here at KCMO Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM, and also KMAJ 1440 AM here in the heart of the country. Give us a call at 576-7710, and we'll engage in conversation about religion, spirituality, faith, belief, and all the rest. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl with the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus of Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And Michael, we have been talking with a bunch of folks, and here's another one. named Michael. Lots of Mikes this morning. Mike, you've got religion on the line.
Good morning, Reverend Bill. Rabbi, happy
happy, healthy year.
Thank you.
That last caller was very interesting. These people that paid an enormous price in their personal life and stuff to go to war, like Vietnam. Like, I was in that era and in the Army in that time, but I didn't have to pay any significant price. And I just always wonder what that's like to have paid a huge price personally, and then a lot of other people didn't have to at all. It seems like that'd be hard to reconcile. Nietzsche said that it's not the cause which hallows the battle, it's the battle which hallows the cause. And it just seems like people have a tough time reconciling, you know, the price that they paid personally. I see these wounded vets at these football games and stuff, and I just really sympathize with someone that's paid a big personal cost for something. And I always wondered, like, I was surprised when we went to Iraq. I thought, wow, has everyone forgotten how it turned out in Vietnam? I mean, there's not a lot of similarity between those things, but there's some. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I'm always amazed when we're ready to go to war again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is partially, Mike, why I'm for universal service by everybody in the United States. I would be for not a lottery, but just mandatory service, whether in a military mode or a civilian mode. And there should be differentiation between the two in terms of what you get to do, but that everybody would be conscripted, as it were. Everybody would be obligated to.
And we
It would make us go to fewer wars.
Yeah.
I think that we would be much more judicious, and we'd have a lot more at stake in the wars, whereas now we have less. We are not as cognizant of what we're sending people to do in our name.
Skin in the game is the saying, though.
Yeah, skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did some kind of survey or something of Senate or something during the Iraq War, and I think there was one only family member of any senator involved in the military in any way. That's a long time ago. I don't remember.
I think that's a while back. I think there's more than that now. But
yeah.
there's some tragic cases where people have lost their sons and daughters, mostly sons, in the conflicts that you're referencing.
Right. But there was a point in time when they did not have.
Yeah.
But I think universal conscription to do anything, even if it's some kind of, you know, CCC or something, you know, something needs doing. Yeah. It's interesting you hear the people call with the different things on their minds, and they seldom change from the encounter, but I still think it's very interesting and worthwhile. A good book that I think you've mentioned it, but it's very interesting, and it covers a lot of topics that, that you cover, is The Red Letter Revolution.
By Shane Claiborne and Tony Campolo?
Yeah, that's a very thought-provoking book, and a lot of scripture quoted, and a lot of real reference, not just opinion. I like it pretty good. Have you commented on that?
I think we referenced that a couple of weeks ago, yeah. Michael, are you familiar with this,
mm-hmm.
the red letter stuff? So, yeah.
Right.
Mike, we thank you for your call, and appreciate your thoughtfulness, and keep pushing us, all right?
Good show.
All right. You're very kind. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Michael, any further, and Bill, any further comments on DW's encounters and our encounter with him?
You know, the war still goes on for lots of folks.
Yeah.
And that may be one of the continuing reasons why we've got to find ways to stop short of such conflicts. I mean, our government has relations with Vietnam. We trade with Vietnam. Whatever one might say about the Viet Cong soldiers. Some of them cared deeply. Some of them were likely monsters. And I think that's true of all soldiers of any army.
Yeah. And we have an embassy in Vietnam. We have probably a couple of outposts, and we...
And I certainly heard... my father wouldn't want to deal with anything that had any connection to Japan or Japanese. And when Japanese cars first came to the United States, who would ever want to buy such a thing, right?
Yeah. But we learn after a time to change and to, if not forgive, to come to some new understandings about how history moves forward.
Yeah, I think it's about human beings, not specific countries' beings.
Yeah,
and we never do more horrifying things than when we're on the battlefield.
I was telling Bill during the break that the people that I know who are the most against war and who are the most humbled by even the prospect of anybody going to war are soldiers. They are the ones who will say, last resort, because it does not solve problems usually. It ends a conflict, but it does not finally solve a problem.
Well, and I think we're seeing that with the Iraq war. It's intervention in Afghanistan is it's opened up all kinds of unintended consequences, and that's one of the problems with war. But I mean, I do think DW. I think it would have been a mistake had Ken Burns said, "Well, we're not going to interview any Viet Cong." But also, I think that was a legitimate expression of people's free speech. To say, hey, I want people to know that you guys did some awful things, and we're just going to walk out because I want people to know. And I'm glad DW called because I think it's important.
Claim is this. If you say, because of my experience, I can't tolerate that.
Yeah.
I'm just one person, but I'm not going to tolerate it. But to make claims that it was wrong completely and that's completely illegitimate to even hear from the Viet Cong is a little bit beyond, a little bit too far.
Yeah. Bob, among the few movies that I've ever seen, I don't remember what it was called, but it was Clint Eastwood's movie of some battle in the Pacific.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The one movie is the Japanese...
Oh yeah, was the
soldiers' notion, and one version is the American soldiers' notion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what it's called?
Was it the
letters?
Iwo Jima.
I was going to say Iwo Jima, but there's I cannot recall, or we can't look it up fast enough because we're coming up to a the conclusion of the show this morning. But we can kind of look it up for another time. Yeah, and and that is the Japanese / American perspective, meaning one perspective, like Michael's talking about, from the U.S. or American, one perspective from the Japanese, and all leading to the same conclusion that war is hell. So we will be back next week. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl with the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda, next week, any week, all weeks.
God bless.
Dad, do you have time to play catch?
Imagine 3 hours of free time. Time to spend however you want with whoever you want.
Mom, would you teach me to braid my hair?
What if you could have hours of precious time added back to your schedule? The amazing new Tackle app was built to do just that. Tackle, that's T-A-K-L, is the app that connects you to background-checked providers who can take care of all the chores on your to-do list. From housekeeping, to lawn care, to junk removal, to hundreds of other small jobs and chores. Download the free Tackle app right now. Find a background-checked handyman, someone to clean your home, mow your lawn, clean your garage, or haul away junk.
I love spending time with you, Dad.
You're the best mom ever.
Go to your favorite app store and download the Tackle app for free. That's T-A-K-L. Let's tackle today.
Want to make money helping others with their small jobs and chores? Go to Tackle.com and complete the 6 easy steps to become a Tackle provider today. That's Tackle.com. Sign up today.
KCMO AM 710, Kansas City.
101.1 FM, KCFX HD2, Harrisonville.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.